It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Carl Bates.
Welcome back to The Wire. The government has announced their plan to repeal the Holidays Act in an effort to make the application of leave entitlements for workers easier to calculate, an issue which has been estimated to have resulted in more than $2 billion in remediation payments to workers for miscalculated entitlements. But critics, including from Labour and the Greens, say the changes will see some workers lose protections, especially when their hours differ from the traditional employment arrangement. Submissions on the Electoral Amendment Bill reveal that many New Zealanders believe the changes will disenfranchise voters and negatively impact democratic participation. The proposed changes in the bill include removing the ability to enrol on voting day, banning prisoners from voting, and disallowing the provision of food and drink at election booths. Over the weekend as well, Foreign Minister Winston Peters announced that New Zealand does not officially recognise Palestinian statehood, going against the decisions of countries like Australia, the UK and Canada. Peters said that, at this stage, such a decision might legitimise Hamas, but that the government will take a when, not if approach to the issue. I spoke with National MP Carl Bates about all of these topics, starting with the Holidays Act. Workplace Relations and Safety Minister Brooke Van Velden has announced a proposed overhaul of the Holidays Act. Can you speak to some of the issues these changes aim to resolve in terms of how leave entitlements are applied?
So at the core of it, we're fixing the broken Holidays Act. It's simply too complicated for business and for workers to navigate effectively. So some of the core changes include workers earning annual and sick leave based on hours worked instead of days and weeks. That makes it more flexible and more proportionate to the time they actually work. Workers will earn their sick leave and their annual leave from day one of employment, rather than that way that we've had up until now of being entitled to annual leave after 12 months and sick leave after 6 months. It's all just going to be from day one of employment. We're also going to see being able to access bereavement leave and family violence leave from the first day of employment, which is a really positive step. So you know, those are a couple of the key changes that are happening as a result of fixing, as I say, what's the broken Holidays Act that we have at the moment.
Unite Union are standing in opposition to the changes, saying that the proposal will see some workers losing out on as much as 25% of paid leave. And they say that changes will overall benefit the employer more than the employee. How do you respond to these statements?
So I haven't seen that calculation specifically. I think you can see a couple of things that are occurring here. One is that leave will be flexible and proportionate. So if you work part-time, you will get leave relevant to the amount of part-time work that you do. And you'll also get the new leave compensation payment of 12.5% being paid on additional hours worked by workers with contracted hours. And so and all hours worked for casual workers. So that replaces the complex rules for earning and paying for leave. So ultimately, that is dollars in workers' pockets, which is really positive.
Do you have any concerns that pushing for simplicity in how leave is applied might not necessarily capture the complexity of modern working situations across casual, part and full-time employment?
I think this ensures that it's both simple but proportionate at the same time. So if you work 10 hours, you'll get leave and bereavement leave and sick leave all relative to the amount of work that you do, in that case 10 hours. And I think that most New Zealanders appreciate that that makes sense and will be pleased to be able to understand what they're entitled to simply, know that they're receiving it from day one, and know that if they work extra hours, they're going to get that leave compensation payments as well.
I'll move on to my next topic. The Justice Committee heard submissions at Parliament last Thursday relating to the Electoral Amendment Bill announced by Paul Goldsmith earlier this year. Many comments point to the restrictiveness of the bill on how voting can be carried out, in particular with enrolment closing the day before voting. Will the government be taking this feedback on board?
The committee's heard the submissions, as you referred to, and we always look through those submissions and consider what's being said. At the core of this, however, we need to remember that we're overhauling an outdated and unsustainable set of electoral laws, including stopping the same-day enrolment. Allowing late enrolments, however well-intentioned, simply placed too much strain on the system. And we saw that in the last election where the final vote count that used to take 2 weeks took 3 at the last election. So if we leave it like that, it could even take longer in future elections, and we don't think that that is appropriate, and therefore we're sorting that out.
New Zealand contrasts Australia in this amendment bill by banning something of the likes of the democracy sausage to encourage voter participation on the day. In light of this and more so other criticisms about disenfranchisement of voting, what steps is the government going to take to maintain and improve democratic engagement in Aotearoa?
So voting is a right, but there also come responsibilities with it, and that ultimately means turning up and voting. Now, we have a good window in New Zealand for voting leading up to Election Day and on Election Day with the advanced voting, and I am confident that the Electoral Commission will have plenty of time to run an education campaign to ensure people understand what these new requirements are and ultimately ensure people vote leading into the next general election.
Regarding the proposal to ban prisoner voting, how do you respond to legal experts that claim it goes against evidence and principles of rehabilitation within the correction system?
So we're simply going back to what it used to be. Voting, as I said before, has rights and responsibilities. Being a citizen of New Zealand is the same. And when you go to prison for offences that are above the level required, you lose that right to vote. And so we're simply reinstating that a total ban on prisoner voting is an appropriate measure here in New Zealand.
All right, my final topic for you. Many people in Aotearoa will be pretty incensed about Foreign Minister Winston Peters' announcement that New Zealand won't yet recognise Palestinian statehood. In the face of the atrocities we've seen, how can this government justify such a decision?
I think it's really important to remember that New Zealand supports the two-state solution and that Palestine self-determination and believes recognition of Palestinian statehood is a matter of when, not if. But now is not the right time. Hamas is a recognised terrorist organisation and it remains in control of Gaza and could misuse recognition as propaganda. Recognition at this time would also entrench Israeli military aggression and undermine efforts that are really important that they occur towards genuine peace. So it's our position that recognition should happen when peace is more possible, not during an active conflict.
You mentioned this two-state solution. I wanted to ask, how exactly will New Zealand go about endorsing a two-state solution without first recognising the two states?
So that, I think, is ultimately a question for the Foreign Minister in terms of the process New Zealand would follow. The point made at the speech at the UN over the weekend is that while New Zealand supports a two-state solution and that it is a question of when, not if, now is not the right time for us to do that.
Has pressure from the United States been an influence on this choice?
Look, I'm not the Minister of Foreign Affairs, so that question will be best directed to him. I think what's important to recognise is that right now we've called for an immediate ceasefire. We've been calling for that for some time, and the release of the Israeli hostages, unhindered humanitarian aid to Gaza, and we've also announced another $10 million of new financial contribution towards Gaza's humanitarian crisis. The conflict has to stop. There has to be a ceasefire, and there has to be unhindered humanitarian aid accessible into Gaza. That's what we should be focused on right now.
What do you understand our humanitarian obligation to be in this conflict? Are you concerned that this decision represents the complicity to the violence that is being inflicted in Gaza right now?
Well, New Zealand has condemned Israel's response to the Hamas attack of the 7th of October that led to this current conflict as grossly disproportionate. As I say, we've called for immediate ceasefire. We've been calling for that for some time. We've called for the release of the Israeli hostages and unhindered access for humanitarian aid to Gaza. I can't be more clear than that.
That was the National Party's Carl Bates on the Holidays Act overhaul, the Electoral Amendment Bill, and New Zealand not recognising Palestinian statehood.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Carl Bates.